WVW Broadcast Network is pleased to present The Enemies Within with host Trevor Loudon. Trevor is an author, filmmaker, and public speaker. Trevor was born and raised in New Zealand, but now resides in the United States of America. For more than 30 years, Trevor has researched the radical left, socialism, communism, and Marxism, as well as terrorist movements and organizations. Trevor is the author of several books and the producer of several documentaries. And now, WVW-TV presents Trevor Loudon.
Welcome to another edition of Enemies Within with Trevor Loudon. Today, I'm going to talk about my new book that's coming out on May 1st. We'll go to that straight after this break, and hopefully we'll be able to show you a picture online of what the cover looks like. Thanks.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I want to thank you for watching Trevor Loudon's show, and I want to invite you to support Trevor's work by going to trevorloudon.com and checking out Trevor's excellent books. Let me show you some of his books. Here they are, Security Risk Senators. It took 2 volumes to get this done. These are highly documented. Security Risk Senators, Part 1, Arizona to Massachusetts, Part 2, Michigan to Virginia. I interviewed Trevor for several hours on these books when they came out. They're a must for everybody's library. Enemies Within. This is a DVD. You should indeed have this in your library as well. This book, White House Reds, Communist, Socialist, and Security Risk Running for U.S. President in 2020. You may say, wait a minute, that's 2020. That's a dated book. Actually, it's not, because the individuals being discussed are still around today and in government and endeavoring to run for office. This is a historical book. This book, White House Reds, gives you the historical background of many of the communist and socialist front groups in America today and many of the candidates, well, that ran for president but are still around today. So this book is very relevant. The Enemies Within movie. Then we have Burn This Book, Barack Obama and the Enemies Within. These are some of Trevor's excellent resources. Not only should these be a part of your library and that of your family and friends, but this is also a great way to support the work of Trevor Loudon. So everybody wins. You get great books and resources, and you're supporting Trevor Loudon so he can keep this TV show going. So please, go to trevorloudon.com right now. trevorloudon.com right now. Make your purchases and share this website with your family and friends. Thank you.
Hi there. Well, thanks for watching. As I said before the break, I'm going to be releasing a new book on May 1st, which is the Communist Festival Day, you know, May Day, as they call it. I thought that would be the ironic day to release it. Some of you have seen my books, White House Reds, and especially my last two books, Security Risk Senators, where I profiled 30 currently serving U.S. senators with their ties to the Chinese Communist Party, to the Iranians, to the Cuban Communist Party, to the American Communist Party, Democratic Socialists of America, Liberation Road, Black Lives Matter, etc., etc., etc. Well, that's the senators. But what about the congressmen? I've said in my movie Enemies Within that the roughly 100 members of the U.S. Congress who couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus in any county in this country. And so now I'm making good. I'm actually backing up what I have to say. But this has to be over 6 books. So this will be volumes 1 to 6. And the title, and I hope they can bring the title up right now, the book, bring the cover up right now, is House Un-Americans. So House Un-Americans. So that's a play on the House Un-American Activities Committee that was abolished in the 1970s by the communists, where the government would investigate subversives, the House Un-American Activities Committee. So as I say, there are 100 Un-Americans in the House right now. And the first book, House Un-Americans, Part 1, Alabama District 7 to California District 19. This is how they'll work. What I'm going to do is basically I'll go through all 50 states. Not every state has a subversive congressman. Like Iowa hasn't doesn't have any doesn't have any, for instance. But yeah, I'll go through 50 states, starting with Alabama, Arizona, and Northern California. I had to divide California in two because the book is already 330 pages long. And so what I've done is, rather than do all of California, I profile 10 Congress members from Northern California. Part two will have about 10 from Southern California, plus Colorado, plus Connecticut, plus Delaware, plus the District of Columbia. So the first book profiles 13 currently serving Congress members. It also has a big chapter at the start giving a breakdown of all the different subversive groups that I'm talking about. So Communist Party USA, Council for a Livable World, Council on American Islamic Relations. I give profiles of these organizations showing why they're a problem. So when your Congress members are interacting with and meeting with and passing legislation promoted by these organizations, you'll understand that this is subversive activity. Your congressmen are working for the communists, essentially. So the first book has got one Congress member from Alabama, two Congress members from Arizona, and 10 from Northern California. So that's 13 profiles in total. The next few books will have about 19 Congress members in each book. The book is about 330 pages long, about 40 pages of documentation, lots of photographs, lots of direct quotes, etc. This will be the biggest encyclopedia written on the American Congress ever in American history. And it's done by a New Zealander, okay? Who lives here, by the way. So what can you expect to find in House Un-Americans? And I urge you to go. The book is released on May 1st, but you can go right now to trevorlowden.com and order your copy. You could be one of the first people in America to get a signed copy of House Un-Americans by Trevor Loudon. You can go to trevorlowden.com and pre-order books starting today. You may be the first one in the country. Get onto it right now. And so when I'm going to be overseas for a couple of weeks. So when I get back, the books will be ready and I'll be mailing them out. Probably spend the whole month of May just mailing, and more mailing, I expect, if the past has been any indication. So what can you expect to find? Well, you know, you may not be in Alabama, you may not be in Arizona, you may not be in California, but these people have impact on your lives all the time. But I'll just have a little look in at Alabama for a start. There's only one Democratic congresswoman in Alabama. Only one. She's There's only one Democratic congresswoman in Alabama, that's Terry Sewell. And she's not regarded as one of the really extreme radicals out there. She's a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, which is very radical, but she's not a member of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, which is more openly socialist. But anybody who's listening from Alabama may know that during the civil rights era in the 50s and 60s, the Communist Party USA sent a lot of people into the South. There was no communist movement in the South, very, very little. And so they sent Northern cadre, Northern communists, into the South to support the civil rights movement. Civil rights movement was heavily, heavily infiltrated by communists. Deeply was driven by communists. Not saying the civil rights movement was a bad thing. Sometimes when communists are out of power, they actually do useful things. Not often, but this was one example. But anyway, they sent all these people into the South. They formed networks across the South in Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, Mississippi, etc. And those networks are still there. During the 80s, a lot of these people moved from the Communist Party into the Maoist pro-Chinese groups, the Line of March, the League of Revolutionary Struggle, and later on the Communist Labour Party, which became the League of Revolutionaries for a New America, etc. Well, Terry Sewell is very heavily involved in these networks today. She's involved with people like Carol and John Zippit of Utah in the Black Belt. They run a newspaper there, and they have all sorts of cooperative organizations going that have bases through the South. These are the headquarters of the communist networks in the South. And Terry Sewell gives them money. She goes to their events. She works with them on a regular basis. She's also close to a man called Scott Douglas of the Greater Birmingham Ministries. A black guy. He was a former member of the Communist Party USA. Then he moved into the Committees of Correspondence for Democracy and Socialism, a breakaway group. So she works with, Terry Sewell works with him. She works with the local Alabama CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, which is basically the American front group for the Middle Eastern terrorist group, Hamas. So Terry Sewell is deeply connected to these radical groups. So what about Arizona? What about Arizona? Well, we all know about Raul Grijalva and Arizona and Tucson. He's been working with the Communist Party USA for decades. He was he's written for their newspaper. He's attended events sponsored by them. He's given certificates to their members. He's spoken at their rallies. He is deeply in bed with the Communist Party USA, which supports China and Putin's Russia. He is he was chairman of the Natural Resources Committee in the House of Representatives. As such, he worked very closely with Deb Haaland. She's the Marxist who was made Secretary of the Interior of the United States by Judith LeBlanc of the Communist Party USA. So they were working together to shut down energy leases on public land. Raul Grijalva worked to stop border control because, you know, on that committee, he was able to pass legislation making it very hard for the Border Patrol to work in certain areas of southern Arizona, New Mexico, etc. Raul Grijalva has worked in the interests of the communists his entire political career and still is. But there's a new guy on the block in Arizona called Ruben Gallego. Now, you all know that Kyrsten Sinema was the senator from Arizona, still is. She was a Democrat. Now she's an independent and she's pretending to be a moderate. She also has a deep history with the Communist Party, going back years, many, many years. But she is now being, the Democrats are now looking to replace her because she's not quite as compliant as she should be. And the man most favored to take her job is Ruben Gallego, who is currently a representative in Arizona's 3rd District. Now, Ruben Gallego is backed by a coalition of the left wing of the Democratic Party, the Democratic Socialists of America, a Marxist group, and the Communist Party USA. So this coalition has been working to slander and denigrate Kyrsten Sinema, and they're pushing for Ruben Gallego to be the Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate in 2024. And it's pretty sure he's going to get it. He's a serving congressman. But that you need to understand he is completely backed by communists. He works with the Communist Party. He works with Democratic Socialists of America. He works closely with Arizona CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations. He is an extreme radical, but he pretends to be a sort of semi-moderate, a progressive, but not a real communist. But those are the people who are backing him: the Communist Party of Arizona, Democratic Socialists of America, Progressive Democrats of America, Common Defense, which is a veterans organization, headed by Communist Party member Judith LeBlanc. I just talked about her and her relationship with Raoul Grijalva. So he is deeply in bed with the communist movement and wants to become Arizona's senator next year. So California, I'm sure there's a few people watching from California. Now, part one, the book part one of House Un-Americans, available at trevorloudon.com. That's L-O-U-D-O-N, trevorloudon.com. I profiled 10 currently serving congressmen from Northern California. I can only fit the northern half of the state in this book. The second book will have the southern part of the state, and that will be released 2 to 3 months after the first book. I'll release them at probably 3 monthly intervals till all 6 are on the market. Right from Alabama to Wisconsin, essentially, alphabetical order, state by state, listing the communist congressman in your state. So California, one of the surprises for me actually was Jared Huffman. Now his district runs from the Golden Gate Bridge right up the coast of California, right up to the Oregon border. Now, he is heavily involved with a group called the Natural Resources Defense Council. Now, they get money from Putin's Russia, and they also have an office in communist China. They're the biggest environmental group in the country, and their job is to shut down every single bit of development they possibly can. And Jared Huffman was their lawyer, and he worked with them. He still works with them today. Right now, the things that man has done to damage his country are beyond belief. You need to know what Jared Huffman is up to. He's also very close to a group called NIAC, the National Iranian American Council, NIAC. This is the mullahs, you know, the people who run Iran, the people who want an atomic weapon to smite Israel with, the people who are always threatening America to blow America up. Jared Huffman is very close to NIAC. This is the group that basically organized Obama's nuclear deal with Iran. So he's working with this radical environmental group, which has ties to both Russia and China. And at the same time, he's a big supporter of NIAC, the Iranian lobby group in the United States. And he is the green socialist. He is the green socialist in the U.S. Congress. Now, another one from Northern California. I won't go into all of them here right now. There's got to be a few surprises for you. Doris Matsui from Sacramento Way. Very heavily involved in the Maoist movement in Northern California. Had connections to League of Revolutionary Struggle, a Maoist group. She was also very heavily involved in the Clinton China funding scandal of the 90s, where the Chinese communists were slipping money into Bill Clinton's re-election campaign, and they got caught. But when President Clinton was impeached about it, it all went to dealing with Monica Lewinsky, which was bad enough, but they really didn't get into the deep communist Chinese connections. But Doris Matsui was very much part of that chain, that money that came from China to Bill Clinton. She's very much also involved, again, with CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations. When she was working with the Maoists, it was all about pushing reparations for Japanese Americans, because during World War II, a lot of Japanese Americans in the West Coast were interned in internment camps for the duration of the war, because there was a big worry, you know, were these people going to be loyal to Japan? Could they be trusted? And so they spent several years. Matsui herself and her husband both grew up in internment camps. So she pushed this with the Maoists, and she got President Reagan to sign off on a reparations bill paying $20,000 each to the the individuals who were interned. This sets the stage for the reparations of today to black slaves. And if and this is always a communist push. This is completely a communist movement, and she was right into it. Now she's working with CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, to also push reparations. So she hasn't abandoned the communist movement at all. Now there's another congressman from Sacramento called Ami Bera. He's an Indian American, not a Native American Indian, from India originally. And he is deeply involved with the Council for a Livable World, which was set up by a Soviet spy, a Soviet agent, to elect Congress members who would vote to gut the US military. So Ami Bera is very close to the Council on American Islamic Relations, very close to the Council for a Livable World. Again, he is also very actively involved with the Council on American Islamic Relations, the Hamas front in America. And interestingly, in several of his election cycles, going back to 2010, right through to 2014, he was supported by the US Communist Party. They were bringing people from Sacramento and all the way from the Bay Area, Oakland, etc. Communist Party members were coming in to work in his campaigns. They did this in at least three election cycles. So this is Ami Bera. He's on the Foreign Relations Committee right now. There's no way that man should be on any committee in the US Congress. So carrying on a little bit further, there are a whole lot more. Like we've all heard of Eric Swalwell, also from Northern California, the man who was recently thrown off the House Intelligence Committee by Speaker McCarthy because of his involvement, his deep involvement with Christine Fang, a Chinese spy. Eric Swalwell was working closely with Fang Fang. She was a bundler for him. She put interns into his office. She helped to get him elected. When she first met him, he was a city councillor in Dublin, Northern California. He got elected to Congress in 2012, I believe, and got onto the Intelligence Committee. And he had a relationship with Christine Fong for several years. Some say it was an intimate relationship. And when it was revealed, when the FBI alerted Eric Swalwell to this problem with Christine Fong, he says he dropped her, and she left the country. But he was still involved also with the Chinese, personally himself, involved with the Chinese consul in San Francisco. And I have a photograph of Christine Fong and the Chinese consul and a man called Russell Lowe. Russell Lowe was the identified Chinese spy working the office of Senator Dianne Feinstein, who was then the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. And when it was revealed that Feinstein's staffer was a Chinese spy, she said, "Oh, that's all right. He was just my driver. He was her office manager, her most highly paid staff member. He was her emissary to the Chinese consulate. He was getting Defense Department documents across his desk." So I hope this has whetted your appetite a little bit. House Un-Americans, every book I write gets better and better. This will shock you, as other books have shocked you. You need to know who your Congress members are. You need to pass this information on to candidates, the local Republican Party, so they can prepare advertising, so they can counter and get rid of these Marxists in our Congress. This just has to be done. And here I'm giving all the information they need to do it. So please go to trevorloudon.com, order your copy or copies of House Un-Americans Part 1. It's available May the 1st. I'll be posting the first ones out on May the 1st, but you can order it from today. Be the first in your social circle to have a signed copy from Trevor Loudon. So I want to say again, thank you so much to Brandon for the network. I want to say thank you to everybody who's watching, for caring about America, standing up for America, and supporting my show. So please, trevorloudon.com. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless America, and God bless every single one of you. Thanks so much.